Jeremy Piven, please.
Yes, it's me.
Hello, Jeremy. This is Dave Brody from the Elvis Duran Morning Show. How are you today?
I'm great.
I know you only have a few minutes to talk. You have a big comedy show coming up Saturday, tomorrow night, at the K Playhouse. You're on a comedy tour.
I am indeed, yes. I've been on tour for about a year and a half.
Now, for people who know you, a lot of people know you from Entourage and many of your movies. My kids know you from Spy Kids 4, but not everyone knows that you're a comedian. So what can they expect on a Jeremy Piven comedy tour?
Oh, man. There's nothing better than explaining why I'm funny.
No, I didn't.
Literally, there's nothing better. No, it's funny because if they know me from playing Ari Gold on Entourage, for instance, you know, what people don't know is that, you know, I have a background as a sketch comic. You know, I grew up doing Second City in Chicago, went here to NYU. And, you know, I've been improvising and doing my thing for years. So this is a chance for people to come in. We all hang out for an hour. And, yeah, you're right. No one knows that I do stand-up. And so we just all laugh our asses off for about an hour. I do impressions and stories from my life and my take on what I think is funny. And, you know, it's this interesting backhanded compliment where people come up to me afterwards and they go, I had no idea you were this funny, which is interesting. After 70 movies, I thought they would have just a little clue that I was funny.
Right. I was looking at your IMDb page earlier today, and you've got four. It looks like you have three or four movies in the works right now or coming out any minute. You have an incredible history of movies and television shows, and yet, like you said, under it all, you're a comedic performer, and
yes.
It seems like you shouldn't have to prove that, but you're going to prove it tomorrow night here in New York. Show starts at 7:30. It's the More Than Gold Tour. How many stops have you done so far on the tour?
Oh, man, probably 400. And, you know, it's funny because New York, to me, is the mecca. It's the holy grail of comedy because you get the best comics in the world here. This is where people want to come to be great in comedy. And, you know, New Yorkers expect a lot. So I'm going to be at the K Playhouse, which, just so the kids know, if you could direct them, it's basically 88th Street between Park and Lex, and they can call 772-4448.
Okay, and that's K-A-Y-E Playhouse at Hunter College.
Yeah, if they say Z100, I'll give them some free meet and greets. How about that?
I'm gonna say Z100 because I'd love to meet you. I did almost meet you once. I was stuck in traffic on Hudson Street trying to get into the Holland Tunnel, and you just walked by my car. Nobody recognized you on the street until I yelled out the window, "Hey, Jeremy!" And you turned around, you waved, you said hello, and then everybody all of a sudden saw you, and you had that look on your face like, oh, I guess I'm out now. But you weren't upset about it, but I definitely outed you. So if people stalked you walking down Hudson Street after I yelled your name, I apologize.
Well, you know, I live in the area, and, you know, at least you didn't yell, you know, Ari!
Yeah.
I'm a douchebag because of you, Ari! At least you didn't yell that, which is great.
Now, of course, you're famous for playing Ari Gold, among other things, which was a very obnoxious character. Would you say your comedy has a similar texture to it, or is it completely different, or are we still going to feel the Ari obnoxiousness?
Well, see, that's one of the things that I really touch on, is that is obviously a fictional character, and
of course.
I'm a stage actor, and so I talk about a lot of that. You know, people coming up to me and, you know, thinking that I am that character and that misunderstanding. And just, you know, one of the biggest questions I always get is, how much are you like that character? Which I think is fascinating, because I must have played him fairly authentically, because everyone, they say to me, they go, that can't be acting. And of course it's acting. And so that's what's brilliant for me, is I get a chance in an hour to show people who I actually am. And there's really no better gift, because... And also, I get to learn in real time. You either are making them laugh all the time or you're not. So it's my honor to do that. And, yeah, I mean, I can't sit here and tell you, yeah, I'm 17% Ari Gold, 42% just an average gentleman navigating through this space. You know, you just got to come out and check it out. And once I document my show and I come out with, you know, my special as a stand-up, you know, people will have a real reference for me as a comic. And then, you know, I won't have to explain, you know, basically in these awkward conversations what to expect as a comic. And I do impressions, everyone from Stallone to Owen Wilson to Mike Tyson to everyone that I've ever kind of come into contact with. So it's amazing. I love it.
Do you do an older Stallone now as part of your act, or do you still do classic Stallone?
No, I do kind of, basically, Stallone is Stallone. You know, you want to have a good time, you need a good watch.
you know, you saw first blood and this is last blood. So, you know, I mean, look.
That was great. That was very good.
You got it. It's surreal for me to kind of like go into my act right now, but I talk about meeting him and how crazy that was because I'm just a really big fan, you know, and so madness ensues. You know, when I get up around town, especially here, this city is, you know how you have like, you always have one city where you know you have a connection with. And I think New York is my town. I was born here, went to NYU. I have a place here. And I have a real connection to people here in New York. And, you know, no matter what they know me from, if they come out to see this show, you'll come away with a real sense of who I actually am. You know, I'm a theater actor who grew up essentially in Chicago. And so I talk about that and about how I actually ran lines with my mom during Entourage. So everything I said is already gold. I said to her face, which is insane considering how incredibly abrasive that character is. So I do a whole bit about that. And you know, it's just an honor to be able to have an hour with people, you know, and have it not be a fictional character, which I've loved, but for them to get a sense of what I think is funny.
Now, speaking of, I hate to go back to it, but Ari Gold was trending on Twitter 2 days ago. Did you notice that?
I did. And listen, we're living in times right now where whenever I ask people, you know, what are you watching? They always take a long beat. And they have such a great connection with Entourage or my character and stuff like that. Yes, it was a few years ago. But if you've made a connection with someone, it really stays. And I'm really proud that it was impactful and that people, you know, really remember it and want to see it again, actually.
And if you
want to see it again in an even better way, you get a sense of, you know, I will jump into that character and have a little fun with it, especially talking about how I would run lines with my mom.
That's great. In case people listening don't know why you were trending, your character was trending, HBO put out a questionnaire, who are the top three HBO characters of all time? And obviously your character was one of the most mentioned. Tony Soprano did win as the best HBO character of all time. If you had to answer that question yourself, who would you have said is the best HBO character of all time?
If I indeed was Ari Gold, I would say 1,000% it would be Ari Gold.
Yes, Ari would definitely pick Ari. Yes, that's correct.
Indeed. But as Jeremy Piven, I would say, first of all, yeah, Tony Soprano and The Sopranos, that was appointment viewing. I remember just watching it, you know, endlessly. And even my friend Edie Falco was brilliant on that. You know, I was a guy, believe it or not, this is sacrilegious, but I didn't see Game of Thrones, if you can believe it.
I have not either. We're in the same boat.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it. I heard about it too late.
We're in the minority, for sure. But yeah, to even, you know, and Stringer Bell, Idris Elba, I don't know why he wasn't on that list.
I can see that, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, it was a huge honor to be a part of that.
Absolutely. Last question, because a lot of I've done stand-up. I did sketch comedy and improv for many years, mostly in the 90s, early 2000s. It's something that a lot of comics comment on, and you're playing a hall on a college campus. Have you noticed a dramatic difference in college audiences as far as what they'll accept, what they're offended by? Do you tailor your material now because of where you're performing, or you just throw it out there and say, the hell with it, love me or leave me?
Well, one of the reasons I picked the K Playhouse at Hunter College, see that transition, is that, first of all, it's a beautiful theater. It's as beautiful a theater as you're going to play. And, you know, the location is, it's on a college, but for the most part, it's going to be all people from all over New York coming together. So it's not necessarily a college crowd
in any
shape or form. But, yes, listen, there is, you know, a lot of political correctness out there. But right now, I think people are gravitating towards stand-up more than ever because we need to laugh.
And it's absolutely
very, very confusing times, but you've got guys like Chappelle and Bill Burr that right now are embracing their freedom of speech like never before. And I think it's really landing with people because they're speaking their truth and it's funny and there's nothing better. They're not trying to drive home a point. They're just being brave, being honest. And that's all you can do in these times. And that's what I'm going to do. And we're going to have a blast. But come on out to the K Playhouse.
Now, you mentioned real quick that you are taping at some point, putting out a comedy special. So at some point along this tour, you're going to be taping it. Do you know the platform we should look for that eventually this will come out on, or is that not at that point yet?
I don't know exactly. I've been documenting this whole journey, though, and interviewing, sitting down with all different types of comics, everyone from Jamie Foxx to Tiffany Haddish on down, and and talking about comedy with them. And so I'm going to, there's a lot in the works. I can't say too much, but that's what's so great about coming out and seeing this is the best version of my stand-up will be Saturday, the 21st at the K Playhouse at Hunter College.
At 7:30. Jeremy,
indeed.
Thank you very much. Good luck with the show Saturday night.
Thank you, buddy.
Tickets at jeremy-piven.com.
Yeah, the K Playhouse of Hunter College, where you could also call 772-4448 to grab tickets.
The K Playhouse at Hunter College in Manhattan. Go see Jeremy Piven on the More Than Gold tour. Jeremy, thank you very much for spending a few minutes
thank
with
you,
me.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate
it's a true
it.
Pleasure. Good luck tomorrow night.
Take care, buddy. Thank you.